Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
What's going on, everybody? Dominic Jimenez here, titillating sports, Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. We've got a fun hour for you listeners. Coming up after the break, we've got, if we can find him, JD Sharp of Pro Wagering. Talk a little pro wagering. Ask him about the NBA playoffs as they're starting to shape up. Little bit of I want to ask him how he'd fix the transfer portal, because it's creating parity, but also it's gotten to the point where it just feels ridiculous. This person's transferring, that person's transferring. Why aren't they just staying at the school? So we'll talk to him about that. And I'm not going to bring it up because I haven't found a quote unquote good source for it, but I've seen some posts. A couple websites are carrying the story, but I don't know if it's how true it is that Baylor's basketball team is completely gone and they have to rebuild it. So there's that. That'll be fun for them. Again, I'm not going to bring it up with him. I don't know how true it is, but if it is true, yikes. I think it said four exhausted their eligibility and everybody else is going to the draft or transferring. Yikes. Oh, and I mentioned this was going to be a good hour, right? So in addition to JD, we'll have open lines at 25 after in the second segment. The third segment, though, here it is. Buckle up, folks. I will be joined by Pittsburgh Pirates ace, superstar, former first overall pick, Paul Skeens. That's right. Paul Skeens is going to be joining me at 40 after. We'll talk some baseball and his partnership with the Gary Sinise Foundation. For the second year in a row, Paul Skeens donating $100 for every strikeout that he racks up, accumulates, whatever it is. Every strikeout Paul Skeens has this year, he's donating $100 to the Gary Sinise Foundation. Big show. JD Sharp on the other side. Paul Skeens at 40 after. Plus you and your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show, J.D. Sharp. A little busy today. So, for the first two segments here, it's just me and you, dear listeners. You can participate in the show. You can be my co-host if you give me a call. Co-host, I say that is not in a formal manner, but you can come on and we can talk some sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. In for Rick. Rick will be back Thursday, and we will continue the rest of the week as is. 40 after, I'm going to shut down the phone lines because Paul Skeens, Pittsburgh Pirates superstar, ace, pitcher, first-round pick, started the All-Star game as a rookie. The platitudes could go on. He'll be joining me at 40 after. So until then, we'll talk sports. Again, the phone number to participate, 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-7529. I'm going to start my Golden State Warriors. Rick was highlighting the last three games of the regular season did not go their way. They won against Portland, which was a needed win. The game prior, they had lost to San Antonio. Harrison Barnes, former Warrior, hitting a game-winning three-pointer as time expired. And then Rick and Bruce on Tuesday's show brought up the Warriors losing to the Clippers, and Bruce thought it was a good thing because if they won their play-in game against Memphis, they would get Houston in the first round, and Bruce said, yeah, it's a pretty good matchup. He liked it. I don't know how I feel about that because they just played Houston, and Houston kind of beat them up pretty bad. Physically, the Warriors are a little banged up, and Houston has a bevy of talented wing defenders. Amen Thompson, Dylan Brooks, and then you throw in Fred VanVleet, who's always been a thorn in the side of the Warriors, and Steph Curry, and they can do a lot at you defensively. That's not even including Alperen Şengün, the center, being a great center, especially on offense. They call him Baby Jokic for a reason. Van Vliet can shoot. Jalen Green, fantastic offensive player. Amen Thompson can get it done. even Dylan Brooks can get hot, especially from three every now and then. So I don't know how great of a matchup it is, but I do feel better playing the Rockets than I would the Lakers or the Nuggets. I say all this because the Warriors did win against Memphis Tuesday night, play-in tournament. What a game. I want to say the Warriors were down 10-2 at the beginning of the game. The Warriors should eventually go on like a 22-5 run or something like that. And then the Grizzlies wouldn't have the lead again until late in the fourth quarter. And then their lead went up to 6 points, 7 points. It was back and forth, and the Warriors ultimately pulled out a 126-120 win, 121 win over the aforementioned Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies now will have to play in basically part two of the play-in game. Mavericks versus Kings, they'll play the winner of that game. Ja Morant injured his ankle late in the game. He did come back. He was still pretty good. So I don't know how bad it's how it's feeling today. But the Warriors win. And I think there are two things that stick out. Three things. The first one is I want to start the hashtag free Kuminga. Jonathan Kuminga, for the second game in a row, did not play, coach's decision. And Jonathan Kuminga has a very soft face. He's a younger guy. Doesn't have a rough look. He doesn't ever look angry. He looked sad, though. And I don't blame him. And I know Rick was harping on Brandon Pajemski harshly, but I think fairly. And I am in full agreement with him. I'm not the biggest Brandon Pajemski fan. I hope he succeeds. I hope he does great, because then that means the team that I root for, the Warriors, they're doing great. But I would love to see Jonathan Kuminga out there. Divvy up some of these minutes. Gary Payton had a very good game. He played decent defense, and he contributed on offense. Great. Moses Moody, not his best game. But I'd rather see Jonathan Kuminga out there than the Guy Santoses of the world. And I don't need Brandon Pajemski playing as many minutes as he did. Give me a little bit of Kuminga, too. That's one thing. Two, Steph Curry, still extremely good at basketball. He's banged up. He's got a sprained thumb on his shooting hand. 37 points for Steph. 15 in the fourth quarter. Hit a couple of threes late to ice it with just a couple minutes left. Made some free things. He was perfect. He was 11 of 11 on free throws. Awesome. Two. That was two. Steph's still very good. Three. It was a large discussion, especially on social media, but even in person, I participated in them, when the Warriors traded for Jimmy Butler. Mixed bag of reactions. A lot of people were like, why? Why Jimmy Butler? He's quit on a couple of teams. He did this. He did that. He's expensive. He's in his mid-30s. There were also a lot of people, myself included, saying, yeah, he might be all of those things, but there's a couple of factors in play here. One, Jimmy Butler has basically an accountability buddy. Somebody in that locker room who will hold him accountable. Not to keep him on the straight and narrow. That's not the right phrasing. But if he starts getting out of line and pouty and whiny, Draymond Green will call him on it. Jimmy Butler hasn't played with anybody like Stephen Curry before. And that's no disrespect to Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Zach LaVine, Joel Embiid. I'm not slighting any of them, but they're not Stephen Curry. The other thing is Jimmy Butler is now going to be around a bunch of guys who have won titles. This is a place that he basically okayed on. And yeah, he's been traded before and he's signed extensions before. He's gone to the teams that he wanted to go play for. What's going to be any different here? I think Draymond Green and the general culture of the franchise. I am surprised he left Miami in the manner he did. That's a team. Great history of winning culture. great front office, especially Pat Riley running everything as the, I assume he's the president of basketball ops there. Eric Spoelstra has won a few titles. But there's just something about Jimmy Butler's personality that fits with this Warriors team. They needed another guy who was gritty, who was tough, who could play both ways at a high level still. And Jimmy Butler did just that in the play-in game. 38 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals. Absolutely fantastic. A lot of the Warriors' offense ran through Jimmy Butler. And we've seen him, again, no disrespect to Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo. Big fans of those guys. But we've seen Jimmy Butler carry a team to the finals. He took that Miami Heat team to the finals just a few years ago. He was one of those ones like, damn it, if he doesn't have to do it all, he will, and he's capable of it. And now you add him to a defensive stalwart like Draymond Green and an offensive all-time superstar like Stephen Curry. There are going to be times when Steph is going to be shut down. There are going to be times where it's tough for Stephen Curry to get shots, to get open. We saw it with that Houston game just a few weeks ago. And now you have a true alpha as your number two. A guy who can go out, get to the line. A guy who can get baskets. A guy who can play make. You didn't quite have that with Andrew Wiggins when he was your number two. You kind of had it with Klay Thompson when he was your number two. But I'll say Jimmy Butler is a very different second option than Klay Thompson is. And it was on display in the play-in game. Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, absolutely fantastic. There are just certain players that when we get into the playoffs, or playoffs adjacent since it's the play-in game for the playoffs, that they find another gear. And I think Jimmy Butler is one of the all-time greats at finding that extra gear in the playoffs. And if he can keep it going and Steph can stay healthy, the rest of the team can stay healthy, I think the Warriors are a dangerous team as we get into the playoffs, the true playoffs. More sports talk on the other side. Paul Skeens joining me at 40 after. I'm Dominic Menez. This is Tater Lightning Sports.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
decay?
We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle. Open lines this segment, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Coming up in the next segment, be joined by Pittsburgh Pirates superstar Paul Skeens. We'll talk baseball and his partnership with the Gary Sinise Foundation, donating $100 for every strikeout that he accumulates. 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, I talk about the Golden State Warriors. They were not the only play-in game on Tuesday night. We also had the Atlanta Hawks against the Orlando Magic. It was not a super close game. The Magic ended up winning by double figures. I don't know what this score. It ended up 120-95. They lose by 25. I had stopped watching it when all the backups for both teams came in with about 3.5 minutes left. And at that point, I'm like, huh. Guess we can move on here. And it was not a great game for Atlanta, obviously. Atlanta's still in it. They will play the winner of the, Bulls and the Heat. And then the winner of that one will be the 8 seed. Orlando will be taking on the Boston Celtics. That's their prize for winning. And, you know, it was a pretty game that you don't want to remember if you're a Hawks or a Hawks fan. Not just because they got beat up. Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, they were solid. But the problem for Atlanta was Anthony Black and Cole Anthony were fantastic. So when you've got those two stars in Wagner and Banchero going off, and then you get the supplementary, I mean, they combined for 40-something points. It was 40 points, and I want to say Cole Anthony hit another three and a free throw or two. So over 40 points combined from Cole Anthony and Anthony Black, the guards. Atlanta's got no chance. And late in the game, Trae Young actually got ejected. What did he do? Well, he got two technicals, basically, in a row. And it was not a good look for Trae Young. His defense in the play-in tournament last year, not great. He shot 4 of 12 in the play-in game last year against Chicago. Not good. Now, he got his points. He had 30 points. But with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left in the game, and it was out of hand already. I don't think Atlanta's going to come back and win from there. He makes a runner. Game's out of hand again. Young was given a technical for throwing the ball at an official. And then before the game could get restarted, he was given a second technical for kicking the ball and got ejected at the 4:47 mark of the fourth quarter. You think it'd be done there, but no, there's more. On top of that, Trae Young has been ejected. The ref's like, hey, Trae, you're out of here. I need you to leave. Can I get the ball? And then he decided to kind of fake out the ref twice. He would, it's hard to describe over audio, but he'd look like he's going to pass it, and then he would flip his hand, and the ball would just go straight down, or he'd put some spin on it, and it'd bounce near the ref, but then come back to Trae Young. And then he looked like he was going to hand it, and he pulled it back, and he would just like keep away with the referee with the basketball. I love Stan Van Gundy's line. He was the one doing the color analysis for the game. That's a bad look. No reason to do that. He was already ejected, and then he decided to give some money to the NBA on the way out the door. I think that's charitable of him. That was Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy's words. They were on the call. And after the game, referee James Williams was asked why Young was ejected, and Williams, he didn't hold back. He said Trae Young made a mockery of the game. He received his second unsportsmanlike technical foul for kicking the ball away and making a mockery of the game as we were attempting to shoot the free throw for the first technical foul, and by rule, when the player receives two unsportsmanlike fouls, he's ejected from the game. The kickball wasn't the end of things, though. After the ejection, Young would refuse to give the ball back to the officials so that they could start. The broadcast did note he's almost certain to get fined for that before their next play-in game against the winner of the Heat and Bulls, and that game will take place on Friday. This is 2 years in a row, and there have been rumors all season about Trae Young's future. Is it going to be in Atlanta? Is he going to want to trade? Is he going to want to sign somewhere else? And it seems that he himself is frustrated at the way that the Hawks have performed in these play-in games, these super important games, these high-pressure, high-level games. Now, yeah, he might be frustrated overall, and he might want to leave because of that, but we also need to look at the mirror. Trae, you're not performing at the level that we're used to you playing at. So I understand the frustration, but let's dial it back just a little bit because you're part of the problem too. Especially in the play-in game last year. 4 of 12 shooting. Poor defense. That's not helping your team win. Getting ejected. Yeah, the game was out of hand, but getting ejected with almost 5 minutes left in the game. That's not a good look for your team. Now we'll have to see how he plays on Friday. Has Trae Young just checked out? Is he done? Is he ready to leave Atlanta? I don't know. I'm not privy to kind of that insider information in Atlanta. I'm not following them super closely. But that's something to watch. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We also have two more play-in games. As I briefly mentioned, Mavericks versus the Kings and the Heat versus the Bulls. Bulls, no strangers to the play-in game. They beat Atlanta last year, as I kind of just been talking about. Chicago's actually been pretty good lately, 17-3 over their last 30 games. Miami, not so much post Jimmy Butler, 12-21 since the trade deadline. And Josh Giddey has been one of the best players, I'll say it, in the NBA over the last month. He's been fantastic. Now, I'm somebody who likes a daily fantasy, little FanDuel. I've got like $20 in my account that seems to always be at $20. I play a little 5-cent game, so I'm fully aware of how Josh Giddey has been playing lately, and what a trade that was. Alex Caruso for Josh Giddey. I'm sure our first-round pick was included too, but that's looking like that's going to work out nicely for Chicago. I like the Bulls here, but is this one of those ones where Miami's really good on defense still? They might struggle offensively, but I like the experience of Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero here. Now, yeah, the Bulls have experience in the play-in game and everything, but this Heat team has made a finals run with a lot of these players on the roster. Obviously, no Jimmy Butler. That makes a big difference. But Andrew Wiggins has won a title. He's on that team now. So I'm picking the Bulls to win, which means that we'll get a rematch. Bulls and the Hawks on Friday, according to Dominic. Let's see how Trae Young performs there. And then the other game, the Dallas Mavericks. After everything that happened with the Luka Doncic trade, Anthony Davis getting hurt in his first game, Kyrie tearing his ACL, Dante Exum is on the mend. I think he's back finally. All kinds of drama. They managed to make the play-in. Now, it's a one and done, but if Dallas wins, they will play Memphis. Memphis, vulnerable. I'm not going to say they're super beatable. I'm not going to say they're invincible, but that's a game Dallas could win if they can get by Sacramento. And here's the thing. Sacramento, they get Zach LaVine at the deadline. They had already added DeMar DeRozan. We've seen what DeRozan and LaVine can do as a team in Chicago, and it wasn't that great. But I do like Domantas Sabonis, but I think they'll be missing having Malik Monk. I think this is going to be an ugly game, but I think the Kings do win the game, and Sabonis has a solid one against Anthony Davis and the Mavericks. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Pirates pitcher and ace Paul Skeens joins me on the other side. This is Tail Lane Sports.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We've been the AFN sports content provider for the last 35 or so years, so you know that we have a very soft spot. We're very fond of our military, and we're also love very much the organizations that support our military. We had Gary Sinise on a few weeks ago to talk about his foundation supporting veterans and first responders. And let's continue that conversation, because I would like to welcome into the show number one overall pick in the MLB draft in 2023 and the 2024 NL Rookie of the Year. He is the star pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Skenes. And that's because he has partnered with the Gary Sinise Foundation once again this season, committing to donate $100 for every strikeout recorded. Paul's goal, along with fan support, is to reach $100,000 in donations this year. Those interested in donating can support the foundation by going to donate.garysinisefoundation.org. Paul, welcome to the show. And for you, what is it about the Gary Sinise Foundation specifically that was the right organization for you to partner with to give back?
Yeah. Gary, you can start with Gary. He's a unbelievable individual. He's accomplished so much in his career, which is the type of person that I want to, associate with on a personal level. But the mission of the organization aligns very closely with what I want to accomplish, and the individuals that I want to help. And it's a great organization that helps people very efficiently with the money that is raised. So, all the money that goes to the organization, you can count on it going to people that, that need help. So that's pretty much it. That's why I wanted to associate with them and why I partnered with them. So it's just an unbelievable opportunity. It's a responsibility that I believe I have and that we have, to support these individuals who have done so much for us. So really, really excited to partner with them again.
And I think many people in the United States come from a military family, myself included. My grandma was a Marine. I had some uncles in the Army and the Navy. So for you, what was was there a special connection for you to why you want to give back so much to our veterans and first responders other than as a thank you?
Yeah, that's really all it is. I have, folks in my family, three uncles who have served or are serving, and then people, further down my family tree as well, who have served. Going to the Air Force Academy for a couple of years and then leaving, it kind of felt a little bit like unfinished business. So given what the military has done for me personally, as well as what it's done for obviously our entire nation, and seeing kind of firsthand like the sacrifices that everybody in the military makes, I really do feel that it's a responsibility that I have and that we have as a nation to support these individuals.
You mentioned starting your college career at the Air Force Academy. Why was that the right choice for you initially, and how important was it for you to honor that commitment? Was it a Damian Lillard thing where you'd kind of committed and then you improved a little bit as you went along and more people started coming around with offers? What was it about Air Force that stuck out to you?
Yeah, it was really the only place that I wanted to go. My final two schools that I was looking at were the Air Force Academy and the Naval Academy. And I talked to some other schools, and I had visited some other schools, but the only schools that really, you know, kind of meant anything to me and were the opportunity that I wanted to go after were the Air Force Academy and the Naval Academy, because that's what I wanted to do when I was in high school. I wanted to, you know, go to an academy for 4 years and have a, you know, a guaranteed job, a career, you know, fight for our country, and be around some of the greatest individuals that our nation has to offer. That was very enticing to me, and to be honest, it still is in some ways. So, it was a no-brainer for me to go there. But, you know, aside from the baseball stuff.
All right, you kind of hit the ground running once you were called up. You win Rookie of the Year. You start the All-Star game for the National League. What was that transition period for you, going from college to minors to the majors in the span of about, I don't know, 18 months? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it was such a unique opportunity, and really, really one that I kind of realized looking back on it after last season was over, because I did get to see just about every level of baseball aside from, you know, high school baseball over the span of about a year. Going from college to, you know, rookie ball to low A to double A to triple A to the big leagues, seeing, you know, pretty much every level of baseball that there is, and seeing all the different people that are in those levels. So it was, you know, more than anything, it was different. I look at people that are playing in college right now, and stuff wise or tools wise, they can play in the big leagues. The only difference is how the game is played. Because there are people that are hitting balls, you know, as hard or harder in college than there are in, you know, the big leagues. It's just a matter of how you're going to get pitched and, you know, how I would pitch against that guy in college versus in the big leagues and that kind of thing. So it was just kind of a learning experience the whole way through, and just having to make some adjustments to my game, basically.
We're speaking with Paul Skeens, the pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, 2024 NL Rookie of the Year. And again, he's partnered with the Gary Sinise Foundation, committing to donate $100 for every strikeout recorded. His goal, along with fan support, $100,000 this year. Go to donate.garysinisefoundation.org if you would like to help Paul reach that goal. Paul, I think one of the things that I love that's happened over the last handful of years in sports is the kind of mindfulness on mental health. So for you, over the last few years, College World Series, number one pick, All-Star Game start as a rookie, the demand for your time off the field through the roof. How have you handled all of it, and what do you do to kind of keep yourself centered and, you know, reset to just be Paul?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot. It really has. But I think that there are a lot of things that I've done in my life that have prepared me for it. You can't be ready for it, but you can kind of prepare for it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it did happen quickly, but I've had a lot of really, really good coaches and really good people around me, friends, family, who have helped me through it that I've been able to lean on. And then the folks that have, you know, done it before, who kind of are the faces of the game, whether it's baseball, you know, basketball, football, guys that I've met along the way that I've been able to pick their brains a little bit on, they've been very, you know, open and welcoming to me as well. So I've gotten a lot of opportunities to meet some cool people and pick their brains on it and understand how they have done it, you know, before me, which, you know, aside from, you know, being in this position and kind of having to deal with it, it's really cool to be able to meet people like that. And I never really thought that I would have the opportunity to do that in the first place.
You talk about your connections with people. You were actually elected as a player rep for the union during the off season. What does that mean to you to be essentially entrusted with that responsibility from around the league with less than a full season under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. It really is. And this is, it's something that I obviously, wanted to do and want to, you know, do, want to continue to do, to represent, the players' interests from around the league. It's a little bit daunting, to be honest, or it was at the time, to think about representing everybody in the league, all types of players, all classes of players, and kind of help them accomplish what they want to accomplish, as well as, you know, because you think about getting in a position like that, and I think many people would think that it's you know, I'm in that position to serve my own interests. It's not, you know, if that were the case, I wouldn't have gotten elected. So we have seven other individuals on the subcommittee that are really good, that have been in the game for a while, who I can lean on. At the end of the day, it's about leaving the game at a better place than when we found it. So it's a really unique opportunity that I'm looking forward to over these next few years.
You know, Paul, I think of some of the stadiums in Major League Baseball. Pittsburgh, one of the few that can rival Oracle. I'm here in San Francisco. One of the few that can rival it. Have yet to have a deep playoff run in a while. The park is stunning. The fans are devoted. Tell me a little bit about how much you're enjoying being part of the future of the organization, the city, and just the culture of Pittsburgh and their fandom.
Yeah, it's great. I got the chance to go to a Steelers game this offseason. I'm actually going to my first Penguins game tomorrow, so very excited about that. So I'll get the full Pittsburgh experience, you know, by the end of tomorrow. So the fans are great. They want to win. You know, I do believe that we owe them winning. We owe them a winning team, just because they've been starved of it a little bit, and you can feel it in the park. So we're working to accomplish that. That's been the goal since I got drafted, for me individually, and those are the conversations and the goals that we have within the locker room too. You know, to bring a championship and you know, a winning team back to Pittsburgh.
Paul, we got a little bit over a minute left. I've got to ask you about the debut patch card. How difficult was it for you to see that card, to sign that card, and then hand it back to Topps? And also, does it blow your mind that it sold for $1 million at auction?
Yeah, I mean, it does, but I'm not a collector. I'm not interested in any of that kind of thing. So the way I see it is that a piece of paper sold for $1 million at auction. So I'm kind of indifferent to it, to be honest. So I didn't know at the time. I'd seen the debut patch and all that, but it didn't really register to me that I was wearing one on my debut. Mm-hmm. So when the time came to actually sign the patch, it was like, oh yeah, I did do that. It's pretty cool. It's very humbling to see that. Would I have spent $1 million on it? Probably not. It's a pretty humbling thing to see that, and you know, to see the support and demand for that. So just got to keep it going.
All right, and one last question for you: a strikeout for a pitcher is going to be satisfying in almost any situation, but for you, donating $100 for every strikeout that you do record for the Gary Sinise Foundation, is every strikeout that you have now just a little bit more satisfying, knowing I got the guy out? Oh yeah, and I'm donating money to an amazing cause.
Yeah, I mean, there's never going to be enough strikeouts, right?
Right.
Always got to go for more. It's cool, and that's that. You know, it's not something I'm consciously thinking about while I'm out on the mound, but that's obviously that's a goal. It's nice to know that with every strikeout, and then there are some people matching it too. So it's cool to know that every strikeout that I have, there's going to be a good, you know, amount of support that's going to these veterans and first responders, not just from me, but from a number of other people. So it's cool, and just really just got to keep it going.
That is the voice of the star pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Skeen. Once again, he's partnered with the Gary Sinise Foundation to donate $100 for every strikeout recorded. His goal, along with fan supporters, is to reach $100,000 in donations this year. So if you're interested in helping Paul reach that goal, head to donate.garysinisefoundation.org. Paul, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us today. Really appreciate you joining us and for what you're doing, giving back to the veterans and first responders with the Gary Sinise Foundation. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. That is the voice of Paul Skeens, number one overall pick in 2023 and the 2024 Rookie of the Year. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. More sports talk on the other side.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, only about a minute left to wrap things up. My thanks again to Paul Skeens for joining me. Make sure you check out GarySiniseFoundation.org. Check out the awesome work they're doing with veterans and first responders. And if you want to donate, there's a big old donate button right there on the page. Really quick. Colorado, University of Colorado, announced that Shadur and Travis Hunter are going to have their jerseys retired, their numbers retired. Shadur Sanders has a losing record and has no bowl wins. I'm okay with it, but let's get Cordell Stewart's number retired first, shall we? He actually won a bowl game. That's my final thought. All right. Rick is back Thursday. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thanks for taking some time joining me today and listening in. I appreciate you. We got more sports talk on the other side coming up now.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.